Welcome to all. Today's office is Yushalim Megillah of Dalad. We are starting Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom with Halacha Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amosh and Haven Aliyah. So the first Meshach told us that the Megillah could be read earlier on the 11th, 12th, 13th, or of course on the 14th and 15th. The question is, when is that going to be done? So this Meshach tells us, Ketzad, how is this? So Chali is Besheni. Let's say it falls out on Monday. We're going to see in the Gemara that it is referring to the 14th if that falls out on Monday. So Kfar Yos Gudos, Kram Rabbi Yom, the small villages and big cities, they read on that day. And Uchan the Machar, the walled cities read the next day, which is the 15th. Chalias v'shlishi l'rvi, let's say it, which again means the 14th, falls out on either Tuesday or Wednesday. So da'alam ralf ha'atap, kvar makdim liyam ha'knisa, the villages, they're makdim to earlier, meaning to Monday. And v'eres gedos karim b'bayayim, the large cities are going to read on that day, on the 14th, which again is going to be either Tuesday or Wednesday. And v'kos chal ha'machar, the walled cities are going to read the next day, the 15th, which is either Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when the 14th was. Now before continuing this Mishnah, the Gemara just tells us, kol hein tanin chalias, every time the Mishnah says chalias, parabasar anan kaimin, that's referring to the 14th, as we explained. And our Reis tells us, Misa Amar Kain, that's what Mishnah is telling also by saying, Mukavas Chamel Machar, the walled cities are reading the next day means the 15th. Now, we have a further clarification. Our Reis says, Les Kan Chalios Besheni, Les Kan Chalios Beshabbos. Nowadays, when it says it fell on a Monday or it fell on Shabbos, actually that can't be, which means the 14th is not able to fall out on Monday or Shabbos nowadays when we have a set calendar. Why is that? Because Chalios Besheni, Tsumuraba Bachar Beshuva, and Chalios Beshabbos, Tsumuraba Baruvta. If the 14th of Adar falls out on Monday, that means that the big fast, which is referring to Yom Kippur, is going to fall out on Sunday. And if it falls out on Shabbos, that means Yom Kippur is going to fall out on Erev Shabbos. Aruvta means the Erev, meaning the day before Shabbos, Friday. And we can't have Yom Kippur falling out on either Friday or Sunday, because that means there's going to be 2 days in a row there's going to be Usher Du Malacha, and we're going to have an issue of burying people who had passed away. We're not going to get to that discussion now. Suffice it to say that once we have a set calendar, we're not able to have Purim on either Monday or Shabbos anymore. On to Halacha Gimel, which is really just a continuation of the Mishnah. Chalios B'chamishi, let's say the 14th falls out on Thursday, so Kfar Mayos Kedos Karim Rabbi Yom, the small villages and the big cities, they read that day, and Ukavas Karim Lamachar, the walled cities read the next day, which is Friday. Now Chalios Erev Shabbos, let's say the 14th falls out on Friday, so Kfar Makdim Liyam Knisa, the villages, they read the day earlier, which is on Thursday, Vayaris Kedalos, Umukavas Karim Rabbi Yom, the large cities and the walled ones read on that day, because the 15th is going to be on Shabbos, and you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so that means that the walled cities are going to read a day early, which is Friday, the same day as the regular cities. Chalios B'Shabbos, let's say the 14th falls out on Shabbos, so Kfar Mayos Gedos Makdim Liyam Knisa, the villages and the big cities, they read on Thursday, Yom Knisa, and Mukavas Chamel L'Machar, the walled cities read the next day, which is Sunday. Lastly, Chalios Achar Shabbos, let's say the 14th falls out on Sunday, so Kfar Makdim Liyam Knisa, the small villages read on the Yom Knisa, which is on Thursday. By the way, that's the earliest day they're going to read, that's the 11th, Vayaris Gedos Karim Rabbi Yom, the big cities read on that day, which is Sunday, and Mukavas Chamel L'Machar, the walled cities read the next day, which is Monday. So the Gemara begins by pointing out a seeming contradiction. Bon Kumi Rav Zeira, the Asafar Rav Zeira, Asachami, come and see. Chalios Akrachim B'Shabbos, if Purim falls out for the walled cities on Shabbos, Karim B'Erev Shabbos, we said that they read on Erev Shabbos, which is the 14th, and they're going to be reading with the big cities. Whereas Chalios La Yaris B'Shabbos, if Purim for the big cities, which is the 14th, falls out on Shabbos, so Yudachal Yom HaKnisa, they're being pushed to earlier to Thursday. Why aren't they reading on Friday? Why is it that when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, so they get pushed to Friday, but when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, they get pushed to Thursday? So Rabbalahi answers, M'nei Kvad Krachim, it's for the honor of the Krachim, the walled cities, Shalal Yuayim, so that people don't say, Re'inu Krachim, Ukfarim, Karim Ba'achas, that's a proper girsa, that we said the walled cities and the villages reading together. In other words, if you're going to say that when it falls out on Shabbos, we're going to be makdim to Thursday, so that means that when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, if they're going to be reading on Thursday, turns out to be somewhat of a slight to the kavod of the walled cities, that they're actually reading a day earlier than the big cities, and they're reading on the same day as the Kfarim, therefore they're going to read on Friday, not on Thursday. Ask more, fine, so fine, when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, the regular cities shouldn't go to Yom HaKnisa, they shouldn't go to Thursday, for that same reason, so people don't say, that we saw the Kfarim and the Ayaris reading on the same day. Another question, from now also, meaning based off this logic, we would have an issue, that Chalias B'Sheni, let's say the 14th falls on a Monday, or Chalias B'Chamishi, let's say it falls on a Thursday, or Chalias B'Shabbos, it falls out on Shabbos, we have the same problem, that the large cities and the Kfarim are reading on the same day, and that should technically be a slight to their honor. I wouldn't have an answer to this question. You want to tell us the Ashkachtani was found taught in the Braisa, a different shita than we found in our Mishnah. Kfarim Ayaris Krachim Karin Ka'achas, that the Kfarim Ayaris and Krachim, all the cities, all the people, meaning the walled cities, unwalled large cities, and the small villages, they all read on the same day, they all read on Thursday, this referring to when the 15th falls out on Shabbos. So instead of like what we said in the Mishnah, that the walled cities and unwalled cities read on Friday, and the Kfarim read on Thursday, according to this Braisa, everyone's going to be reading on Thursday. Dalam Bez on top, the Gemara says, Vahin Tanaya, Loi Nosav Ape Liberia, that's proper Girsa, Tosa. This Tana doesn't put his face towards anyone, which means he doesn't agree with anybody. Because as we see, we haven't had this opinion yet that everyone's going to be reading on the same day. Everyone's going to be on Thursday. But now here's the explanation. He holds that the Krachim, the walled cities, shouldn't read before the unwalled cities. And also, he holds that anyone that's pushed away from the regular place just goes to the Yom HaKnisa, not the day prior. And therefore, since the walled cities can't read on the 15th because that's Shabbos, so anyway they're being pushed from their place, they're going to go to the Yom HaKnisa. Memela, if the walled cities are reading on the Yom HaKnisa, the unwalled cities also have to move a day back to Yom HaKnisa and not read on Friday. And by that same token, Rabbi Yemir Rebbe says, Kol Yidachle Yom HaKnisa, everyone's pushed to Yom HaKnisa, the Islay Shalo Yikhtmu Krachim Ayaris, because he holds that the Krachim cannot be before the Ayaris, the Islay Kol Shu Nidchim Kaima Yidchle Yom HaKnisa, because he holds that anyone that's pushed away from his place, he gets pushed to the Yom HaKnisa. Now, bottom line, the Gemara asks, Hey Chavdin Ovda, so how do we paskin what's a person supposed to do? Rabbi Yossi answers, Kemas Nisa, like our Mishnah, that when the 15th falls down on Shabbos, both the walled cities and unwalled ones read on Friday, and the Kfarim read on Thursday. The Gemara now brings up a similar question that we asked before. Bon Kumir Abzaira, that's in front of Abzaira. Come on, Natar Taman, just like you say over there, the Chalias, the Krachim Shabbos, if the walled cities, if the 15th falls down on Shabbos, Karim Erev Shabbos, they read on Erev Shabbos, well, Chalias La Yaris B'Shabbos, when it falls out for the cities on Shabbos, which means when the 14th is on Shabbos, Yikru Erev Shabbos, they should also read on Erev Shabbos. Why is it they get pushed to Thursday, 2 days early, to read at the Kfarim? Why not just read a day early? Says the Gemara, El Masisa Betrain Tanoya. Turns out, according to this, actually the Mishnah is two different Tanoim. Tanoi Kanmaya Savar Meimar, the first Tano, which is the one who holds that we go from Shabbos to Friday, he holds, Kol Shu Nidchim Kaimai Lo Yidchal Yom HaKnisa, that's a proper Girsa. Anyone that's being pushed away is not going to be pushed to the Yom HaKnisa automatically. Therefore, they're just going to go from Shabbos to Friday. Mr. Tanoi Kharno Savar Meimar, the other Tano, meaning the Tano, the second part of the Mishnah, holds that Kol Shu Nidchim Kaimai Yidchal Yom HaKnisa. Anyone's being pushed away just gets pushed to the Yom HaKnisa, so they go from Shabbos to Thursday. However, Amar Lan Reb Zera told them that no, Kain Amar Rav, this Rav said, Chad Tanoihu, the Mishnah is really one Tana, and so now we have to understand the difference between the Resh and the Seifa. Mebenema Amru Chalias, Lekrachim Shabbos, Karim Be'er Shabbos. That's why they said that when the 15th falls in on Shabbos, they read a day early, as opposed to when the 14th falls on Shabbos, they read 2 days early, as opposed to Amar Rav Chelboy, quoting Rav Chuna, quoting Rav, B'Shem Rav Chia Rabba, that HaKol Yotzim Bar Basar, Shuzman Kriyasa. There's like what we said in the previous daf, that everyone could be Yotzi on the 14th, because that is the normal regular time to read, and therefore when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, they're just going to be bumped back a day to Friday, because that's the 14th and that's the normal day to read. But when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, that's going to be bumped back 2 days to Thursday. Why is that? Because Reb Chelboy says, Yom Shloshah Asar Yom Chama Haya. Then the 13th, that was the day that they were fighting. That shows about itself that it's not a day of resting. We already mentioned in the first half of the Masechta, Chatchila, we read on a day of resting. Yom Shenachu by Hayehudim. And therefore, when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, if you go back just 1 day to Friday, that's the 13th, and that's not a day that they rested. That's in such a case, the big cities are going to read on Thursday, which is the 12th. The Gemara continues, Ashkach Tanu is found taught in a Braisa, a different opinion than the Mishnah. Namely, when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, our Mishnah had said that they're Maktam Lima Knisa, so the small villages and the big cities read on Thursday. However, this Braisa says, Kfarim Karim Be'er Shabbos, the Kfarim, the small villages, they actually read on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, and the large cities, they read on Yom HaKnisa on Thursday, and the walled cities read after Shabbos on Sunday. And the question is, bottom line is, what are we supposed to do? So our Beis Rabbeinu says, less Efshar, this is actually not even possible. That's because the 14th can't fall out on Shabbos, as we had already mentioned earlier. However, in Efshar, if it was possible, theoretically, if the 14th fell on Shabbos, Kemas Nisa, we would do like our Mishnah, that both the large cities and the villages would read on Thursday, and no one would be reading on Friday. We're going to for the damn pickup tomorrow, continue the discussion of when Megillah's shifted from its regular date and what to do. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.